With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. A Senate bill to clear misdemeanor marijuana charges from background checks has moved on to the House floor for a vote. Republican Representative Tamara St. John is the bill's sponsor. St. John says since South Dakotans legalized recreational marijuana last fall, they deserve a clean slate. She says marijuana possession charges disproportionately affect minority groups and young people.
A criminal record for a petty marijuana offense can have long-lasting negative consequences. Long-term harms of a marijuana arrest for an individual in South Dakota can include loss of eligibility for adoption or foster parenting, loss of eligibility for public housing, difficulties securing employment due to employer discrimination, barriers to professional licensure, and loss of educational aid.
St. John says the law would only remove the public record, but charges would remain in the courts. Bridget Coppersmith works for the South Dakota Department of Corrections. Coppersmith says the bill is premature given the uncertainty of marijuana legalization in the state. She says voters did not approve clemency for past charges.
We currently have expungement and clemency options already in existence. These processes, unlike the automatic process created here, involve oversight and review of the merits of each case by the court or parole board and governor prior to action becoming final.
Coppersmith says records reflect charges from when marijuana possession was still illegal, and those records should remain. A Senate committee is advancing a joint resolution from the House to raise the voting threshold for legislative measures that impose or increase taxes. The resolution would raise the threshold from a simple majority to a three-fifths vote. Republican Representative John Hansen sponsors the proposal. It would also affect any measure that proposes spending of $10 million or more.
Our Legislative Research Council already does fiscal notes on ballot measures. So all the Secretary of State would need to do is read the fiscal note to certify whether the measure raises taxes or spends $10 million or more in any given fiscal year. If the Secretary of State reads that and certifies that, then the Secretary of State will know whether the measure takes a 50% threshold or a 60% threshold.
Hansen says the goal is to make it tougher to pass tax increases. No one testified against the proposal. The committee passed the resolution 6-3. It now advances to the Senate floor. Lifers who committed their crimes before they were 25 years old will not have a chance at parole when they turn 50. Senate Bill 146 has been killed in the House Judiciary Committee. The bill offered a second chance to young offenders serving life sentences. But opponents say life means life in South Dakota. Victoria Wicks reports for SDPB.
Senator Art Rush is a retired judge who sponsored Senate Bill 146. He says he has spent decades serving in the criminal justice system, including a stint as a state's attorney.
When you're a prosecutor, it's important that you listen to the victims, but the victims are not your clients. Your client is society.
Rush tells members of the House Judiciary that judges have discretion in sentencing when life without parole is not mandatory. In those instances, they hear testimony and investigative reports on the offender's life before imposing sentence. But that process can't predict the future.
When you're sentencing somebody, how do you know if they're going to be rehabilitated? How do you know what their prospects for rehabilitation are?
He notes that judges can reconsider the judgment within a year after sentencing, but that's not enough time for the inmate to mature. Chief Deputy Attorney General Charlie McGuigan testifies against the bill. He hands out a list of 73 inmates currently serving life without parole who would qualify for reconsideration. Of those, 53 were convicted of first or second degree murder. McGuigan says in those 53 cases, life without parole is mandatory under state law and those sentences should stand.
In South Dakota, we have made promises to victims and to the public that life means life in South Dakota. And the only way to get out of a life sentence is to apply for and receive executive clemency.
He says under clemency over the years, several inmates have had their sentences commuted to a term of years. McGuigan says in the other 20 cases on his list, judges had discretion to impose a lesser sentence and didn't, even though they often hold lengthy hearings and order extensive investigations. The committee voted to send the bill to the 41st legislative day, which doesn't exist, and therefore effectively killed the bill. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
Former Attorney General Marty Jackley plans to run for the job again. The Republican served as Attorney General from 2009 to 2019 when he was term limited out of the office. Jackley ran against Kristi Noem in a hotly contested race for governor. Jackley says over the last few months, many people have encouraged him to run for Attorney General again.
What I'm focused on is what I can do to earn the position of Attorney General. And what I plan to do is travel our state. I love campaigning because you get to meet new friends and talk to a lot of different people, and I learn from it. I learn from listening. I'm looking forward to hearing folks' concerns and ideas on how we can strengthen public safety, what we can do better when it comes to drug prevention and treatment.
Jackley's announcement comes as House lawmakers weigh whether to impeach current Attorney General Jason Roundsburg for a fatal accident that killed a pedestrian last summer. Roundsburg faces three misdemeanors for the incident. If the current Attorney General is removed, Jackley says he'd love to be appointed to the position. That decision is up to the legislature and the governor. South Dakota is expected to receive 7,000 doses this week of the recently approved Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. It brings the state's allotment to just over 25,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine per week. State Health Secretary Kim Mulsom-Ryston says the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a great option for people that have trouble being able to schedule a second dose. The Food and Drug Administration cleared the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on Saturday. One dose is 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness in a massive study that spanned three continents. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.